I'm Liv Montgomery, and this is Verbalicious. Big, juicy words for you. Verbalicious. Is that even a real word? Well, it is now. How can words shape your life? Let's put it this way. Winston Churchill was not a very sexy guy, let's face it. But as a statesman, we can say that he was verbalicious. Not only did the guy have a way with words, but he had a way of distilling an idea, concentrating it to its essence, and serving up rhetoric in a delicious little verbal cocktail. Here's a sample. The truth is incontrovertible. Malice may attack it, ignorance may deride it, but in the end, there it is. Okay, even if you don't know what incontrovertible means, there's no mistaking what he meant to say. You just can't argue with the truth. But Churchill said it in a way that was verbalicious. As a small business consultant, I know how important it is to be understood and to command respect. Come along with me on a series of adventures while you strengthen your vocabulary, enhance your knowledge of business terms, and learn to speak more intelligently about current events. It's a whole new way to build your vocabulary. Now, let's dive in. I'm here at the Odeon Cineplex, ready for a night out after an especially tough week. Saturday night alone at home is one thing I just cannot abide, so I decided to patronize my local theater here. I've got my popcorn in hand, and I'm ready for action. Tonight's treat is an adventure flick called The Last Desperate Attempt. It's about a dictator's final days in
power.
You
wouldn't believe how rapacious a dictator can be. You can peruse my notes if you want, honey, but they're in such disarray. Oh, it's you. Hello again.
Miss Gooch. Funny we should meet here. I haven't seen you since the chamber mixer.
This is my good friend Raoul.
Nice to meet you, Raoul.
Excuse me, honey, if I can just step over you.
You know, Raoul, how I venerate the movie stars. But you know I can barely induce him to leave the apartment on a Saturday night.
Really?
He says he'd rather be making music at home with me. Isn't that romantic?